The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA. Bringing you the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Zambia reaffirms its commitment to advancing inclusive growth through vocational education. Environmentalist Rolf Shenton warns that Zambia may face a severe national water crisis if the country does not immediately address poor soil management. In international news, Eswatini protesters rally at U.S. Embassy over a deportation deal. And in sports news, Zambia and their 20 women record a narrow victory over Burundi.
And now, FM News.
At Front End Reliability Every Day, I'm Ms. Wanji. Zambia's ambassador to China, Ivan Zulu, has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to advancing inclusive growth through vocational education, industry-aligned training, and international collaboration. Speaking in Nong Tong during the opening ceremony of the Vocational Education International Collaborative Development Community, Ambassador Zulu praised the host for convening what he called a timely and impactful gathering. He noted that vocational education remains central to Zambia's industrialization, job creation, and digital transformation. The ambassador also pointed to Banmore College in Zambia, established in 2024 through a partnership between Copperbelt University, Weihai Vocational College, UNIPAS, and CCECC Zambia as a milestone in Zambia-China cooperation. Ambassador Zulu added that Zambia is committed to expanding such collaborations, developing industry-led standards, training centers of excellence, digital learning platforms, and international apprenticeship. The event reflects Zambia's readiness to strengthen cooperation under the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation and the Belt and Road Initiative. Environmentalist Rolf Shenton has warned that Zambia may face a severe national water crisis if the country does not immediately address bad soil management. Speaking to Power FM News after visiting Chief Manzimawa, Chief Nzamani, Chief Doms, and surrounding areas, Mr. Shenton observed that the unprecedented low water levels in the Luangwa River possesses a serious challenge for the local people. He emphasized that water crisis is in some parts of the country is a national issue that required urgent attention. Mr. Shenton therefore proposes prioritization of good national-wide soil management, stating that doing so will enhance soil health with good water capillary, which he said allows water to systematic penetrated and stored underground. Meanwhile, he has attributed the current state of water across the country to poor soil as a result of bad soil management. He said most of the soil in the country is hardened and cannot allow water to seep through it, causing floods, flash floods, soil and nutrient erosion.
If we can move towards a situation where the rain goes into the soil where it falls, then you don't have any floods, then you don't have any droughts, or you have much less chance of a drought because the water's in the ground. And then it's moving slowly towards the streams, to the rivers. It takes about 3 years to move 1 kilometer. But when you have bad soil management, as we have in most areas now, the soil becomes hard and bare, and when the rain comes, it goes sideways. It doesn't go down. It doesn't enter the soil. It can't. Soil's too hard. And so you get this flooding, water accumulating, streams, you know, flooding, flash flooding, and moving across the surface too quickly.
Permanent Secretary for Resettlement in the Office of the Vice President, Mavis Nkomesha, says the Office of the Vice President has received a total of 7,640 applications for land during the 2025 resettlement program. Ms. Nkomesha explained that the applications were submitted from across the country and abroad during the application window, which ran from the 1st of August to the 15th of September. Sheffield revealed that 62% of the applicants were men, while women accounted for 38%. Others included youths under 35 years, persons with disabilities, diaspora applicants, organizations, and former refugees. In terms of provincial distribution, Northwestern Province recorded the highest number of applications at 37%, followed by Central Province with 32%, while Northern Province recorded the least with only 4%. The office of the Vice President has since closed the 2025 land application window, which ran from the 1st of August to the 15th of September.
The office of the Vice President, through the Resettlement Division, wishes to officially announce the closure of the 2025 land application window, which ran from the 1st of August to 15th September 2025. During this period, a total of 7,640 applications were received from within Zambia and abroad, all submitted online through our official portal. In terms of applications, 62% were men and 38% women. Only 13% of applications were received from youth, while 3% from persons living with disabilities. Northwestern Province recorded the highest number of applications, while Northern Province recorded the lowest number.
Skolnlager has been officially unveiled in Zambia through a strategic partnership with L&A Logistics Limited, a leading distributor in the fast-moving consumer goods sector in the country. Speaking during the launch on Friday evening, Unibra Business Development Manager Antoine Chalia described Zambia as a young and dynamic country with vibrant cultural richness and strong economic potential. Mr. Chalia stated that Unibra, a Belgian company behind the development, brewing and distribution of Skol across the African continent, is proud to have penetrated the African market, adding that the opening of the Zambian market demonstrates company's commitment in expanding and its continental reach. He added that Skol Lager, a fifth consumed and selling beer globally, is a true pan-African beer which has been brewed on the African continent across different countries since 1965, and today it is trading in more than six African markets, including the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, Congo-Brazzaville, Uganda, Cameroon, and Mozambique.
Today, Skol is successfully brewed in Rwanda, where a brewery has become the leading economical and social player. We are also present in a neighboring country, such as the DRC, Congo-Brazzaville, Uganda, Cameroon, as well in Mozambique now. This growing presence demonstrates the strength of our African roots and our commitment to the continent. But our vision does not stop here. We know that tomorrow's opportunity is continuing to build bridges across Africa. That's why we also look with great interest toward markets such as Zimbabwe, Botswana, Namibia, South Africa, and the East country as Kenya, Tanzania, and on the other side, the Ivory Coast, where we are already almost there, Senegal, Guinea. We are also firmly within our development pipeline. To our market, where we are convinced that Skol can bring added value and a true sense of identity. So globally, Skol is already well recognized, with 45 million hectoliters sold each year. So it's the fifth most selling beer and consumed beer in the world.
In entertainment news, veteran musician Peterson Zagaze has underscored the importance of collaboration between seasoned and new school artists in driving the growth of the music industry. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Peterson, whose real name is Mukulesa Mundia,